Hey, I'm back from the US. I just gave my TEDx talk 2 weeks ago, and I want to share a little bit of the journey towards the TEDx talk and some of the learnings, especially since I'm bridging the time between, many people know that I flew over there and asked me how it went, and I'm all excited, yet the talk is not publicly available. We are in the phase of post-production, so currently to my understanding, the TED company or business is reviewing the 14 talks that were given at the TEDx Babson College event. And then each speaker gets their own individual link, right, to YouTube to share their talk. And that's kind of the magic or the business model behind the talks that, you know, the talk is really only available on YouTube with this one link, and therefore, you know, all clicks, all algorithms can work with this one version. So as we wait, I am asking currently myself the question, who needs to know about my topic? Relationships are the currency of the future. It's time to invest. Who needs to hear that I am giving a TED talk about this so that when I have the link and when it's available publicly, we can share the message, we can spread it, because the feedback that I'm receiving and also my own inner guidance is telling me I want this really to reach many, many people and inspire hearts and souls out there. So if you know someone who needs to hear this, if you know someone who has a far outreach, please let me know or connect us. I do have a beta version to the talk, so you can see it and get a feel, and then we can see how to spread the idea, because I truly believe that, especially in times of digitalization, AI, you know, more and more, let's say, hustle and optimizing, we are at the same time asked to lean back into the other extreme, from one extreme to the other. We are more than ever asked to remember what it means to be human instead of trying to compete with machines or trying to have all the things put into a box of either zero or one, right or wrong. Humans can see far beyond that and can sense far beyond that. And I think it's time to remember that. So, but here we go. I have been asked quite a lot about, so how did you do this? How did you all of a sudden get the chance to speak on a TEDx stage? Like, how do you become a speaker? And since it's not my main profession to coach on that topic, I just want to do a quick share about the journey so that I can always point towards this podcast episode or on my LinkedIn post. For me, to be honest, it was faster than I expected and so easy in a way, because I think it's like years and years and years leading up to this moment. So my journey was really a momentum in October last year when I sat down and kind of visualized some of the next step goals, and I wrote on my wall TEDx, and it was within 5 days that I saw a newsletter in my inbox from my alma mater, from Babson College where I studied, that said, you know, applications for TEDx. And it was only then that I realized that Babson College has been hosting TEDx talks for the past 8 years. So, you know, it was aligned of like my eyes, my brain was focused on it, and all of a sudden I saw it. And so at that weekend, I had literally no time. I had a bunch of deadlines to meet. I was really hustling, but I still made, I felt like, you know what, how about if you make it flowy, easy, approach the application in a heartfelt manner. Because I wanted to create an experience that came truly from my heart and from my soul, much rather than from my brain and from, let's say, a working heart. I really wanted to create a different experience. So even though I had little time, I felt that I am talking about a topic. I had the idea, the topic very clear. I'm talking about a topic that I've been working on the past 4 years professionally and probably my entire life personally. So if I come from that place and do my application from that energy, I should work it out. I should be able to do this. And so that was the mindset, and that was how I approached it. And within 6 months, less than 6 months, it was actually 5 months, I was on that stage 2 weeks ago. And it was one of the most expansive experiences, and I can strongly recommend it to everyone who somewhat feels ready for it or feels a calling. But I want to talk briefly about some of the impediments that might be on your way. And I want to share the process, because so how do you do it, right? Like, one impediment could be you don't know the process, how to actually do it. Another impediment could be you don't know your theme yet. Another impediment could be you fear the competition, you fear the rejection. Or another topic, and that is, you know, once you have passed all of that, but sometimes even beforehand, you fear public speaking, you fear standing on stage, and therefore you don't even look at that. Let's look at the process. So for the process, if you feel like you want to do such a talk, here is what you need to do. It's many towns and cities, as well as universities, who over the past years have started their own TEDx events. You know that there is TED, the company, and they organize events. And then there is TEDx, which is, so to say, a franchise where, you know, the branding is very clear. You need to follow very strict, you know, guidelines in order to keep quality. But a city, a university, certain, you know, organizations apply with TED to say, we would like to host our own TEDx event at our venue. So choose maybe your favorite state based on a city, a town, or a university, or, you know, keep your eyes open for that. Maybe even just, you know, check online. Does this city have a TEDx event? You can literally, like I did, I Googled for TEDx Lisbon to see, you know, oh, let's see, when is the next event happening there? But I want to say right there, have in mind that the stage you're choosing, they might have a requirement for the language or a preferred language. And you should check that A, you want to speak in that language, and B, your audience that you also want to reach online also understands that language. So for me, going to TEDx at Babson College, it was a perfect fit. While I felt like it's an extra challenge to give the talk in English and in America, I felt excited about it, and it was very well matching my target group, actually. So keep that in mind. Just, you know, check them out, go online, see when is the next talk. And like, I wouldn't mind checking a date that is, you know, in a year from now, because you might need the time to find your topic, to get your application sorted out. You know, this is not a race. There is no stress to deliver a TEDx talk. Feel into it, give it the time to bloom, give it the time to pour in all your creativity. So, you know, if you see an application or a next event that is, you know, 12 months in the future, perfect. If it's 6 months in the future, I would say for me it was at times a stressful experience. And, you know, we all have different things going on time-wise. When it comes to the topic, you need to find an idea worth spreading. So sit with that. Maybe you look back into somewhat of a red thread in your life and in your future life. Maybe it is even your ikigai or your purpose, your dharma, your mission that could inspire you to find your idea worth spreading. And you know, maybe you some tool, some method speaks to you. Think about what would you like the audience to take away from your talk, like one thing to take away, and then see how you can have a personal story that shows somewhat of your transformation. You came from A, you used this method, this tool, this happened, this mindset shift, and then you know, transformed into B. Somewhat like that could be, you know, your theme. About the competition, really, like, that's the least, once you are in there, least important thing to consider. But I will say the application process is a competitive process, in the sense of, like, every organizer only has that many spots and that many applicants. So they do choose whom to allow on stage. But other than that, I don't even want to use that word, because you are all there as humans, and you are all there with your own story. And there is no, like, I feel like I wanna encourage that every human being, every one of us has a story worth sharing. There is an art to, let's say, digging deeper into finding what is the story worth sharing. There is an art to it that will help you also get out of the mindset of thinking how to compare one another. Because really, we all have a story worth sharing. And very often, you think of it as human beings, we are raised with stories, we live with stories. Stories is how we convey over time certain teachings and learnings. And they are in each archetype, in each phase of life, there is something to learn. So, you know, and on your journey of finding out what could be a story worth sharing or an idea worth sharing, think about, you know, what is the mindset shift, the tool, the method, like something that you want to convey, and then find the personal story in your life where you can see how you transformed from thinking A to now thinking B, or from behaving in a certain way. And then, you know, through this mindset shift, realization, tool, now having reached to a different behavior. And in a way, you know, you also want to touch upon the emotional sense of like, how can you create a 5-second moment that where others can find resonance with, so to say, and have a moment of like, ah, yes. And that is like, that's almost like brain hacking in the sense of like, this is how people learn, remember, and start to, you know, remember this in their day to day. So there is something also in you worth sharing. So next one, maybe there is just, you know, as an impediment, the topic of fear. And it's so interesting how in this time in modern society, we have somewhat of like, turn public speaking into fear number one. Like it's a luxury fear almost, you know, and it has to do with the fear of being seen, being heard, and eventually being judged. And if you are judged, there's always the risk of being excluded or, you know, being held responsible for something that triggered another person, but you didn't even mean in that way, or for not knowing any better. And It's an interesting field to look at, because I feel that in me going through this experience, yes, it's one aspect to own my own fear and go through that process and figure out if this is real, if this is something I want to give meaning and the power that to my mind seems somewhat, I don't want to call it ridiculous, but almost as if it sounds unhealthy. Like we need people in their radiance. We need human beings out there feeling safe to express their thoughts. After all, that's what I've been doing the past almost decade, working as coached, is to empower people, teams, leaders, couples, to dare expressing more of their authenticity and expressing their thoughts, feelings, ideas, and to feel safe being heard and seen with that. So this idea of like me going on stage and being held back by the fear, it felt like, no, it's almost unhuman, and trying to get rid of it. But it made me more aware and more sensitive about how do I sit in an audience? Like when I go to a theater or when I go to a networking event and I see a person pitching, like whenever I see a person stand on stage, I now feel so much more compassion, and also I feel like I'm, you know, so to say, touching my own nose, catching myself when I feel like I'm judgy right now. Like, is that really my best way of showing up if I were to judge that person for, you know, let's say having said a thing in an awkward way or silent, or if they say something and I'm not of that opinion? Like, what do I make it mean versus can I see the bravery it took for for that person to even go on stage? Or can I see the courage this person has worked on over the years, maybe also, you know, put themselves out there to go through a journey of now confidently standing there? Can I see that, and can I honor that, and can I just take it for just that, and be in awe and inspired by that, and then be okay with it not being what I want to say or not being my opinion? And so in a way, I wonder how the world would look like if we were all working towards making stages more safe. What would happen if we were to take out the judgments? And it starts in the small, right? It starts with, you know, listening to a friend and taking out the judgment, practicing right there. Thank you for, you know, being honest with me. Thank you for, you know, risking that I potentially might judge you for something, and I really don't want to. What would the world look like, or your day-to-day, if you were to take out the judgment, and if you felt safe that others would take out the judgment, and instead see appreciate the confidence, the effort, the trust that it takes sometimes to be seen and to be heard. So yeah, those are kind of the impediments that I want to talk about. And then there's many more helpful things to consider when you apply and go through that journey. But these came in an instant to my mind. And I think when I started and shared in a way that, you know, I wanted to create a journey worth remembering, and I wanted to invite the ease on that journey. I really believe in these mental changes. So to say, in the beginning, I already signed up for a joyful experience, and I visualized that in front of my in my head, and I wanted to tap into, you know, if I love what I do and I do what I love, then it feels easy to talk about it. It feels easy to convey a message, and so to say, I don't need to learn about all the perfect methods to convey a story, because in the end, everything is frequency. And if I share my story from my heart and with the energy of love and authenticity, then it will naturally flow, and I think people will hear that. So that was kind of my mindset on that journey. And that way, I will say I enjoyed the process, but that doesn't mean that it was always easy, and it doesn't mean that there were not some moments that were bittersweet or you know, really hard. And I could see how I grew over the journey, and I'm so proud to see the trophy, so to say. We received an award after the event, and I see it, and it's connected with so much joy and pride and growth and humbleness and gratitude for the people that made it possible. It's definitely a memory worth keeping and sharing. So yeah, I want to encourage you, if you ever feel the call, have a look at it. And let's see, I think this is it for now on sharing about how to become, what it takes to become a TEDx speaker. Thank you for listening.